a moth to drink my tears. Tonight I must go to some tropical place. While I'm sleeping in that country's dry season, I want a moth to dust my dreams, to settle on my cheek and dip delicately into his deep well of sadness. In tropical places, New Scientist assures me, moths do this, walking on stilts over a continent of sleeping grief. They titillate the tear ducts and suck greedily this soup. What does it matter who has fallen in? To the moths, all emotions swill expediently into food. To Thailand, New Guinea, or perhaps the far north of Queensland where I lived once, I must go. Too late the tropics claim me. I am displaced. With my fuzzy wuzzy hair and my lizard love of sun, I live light-skinned in the cold, while cyclones whirl me back to child years of rubber vines and crocodiles, mangoes and pythons. North of an imaginary tropical line, in me every new year floods. So now, like the bottomless crater in the rainforest, where long ago Aborigines were thrown, this well is deep and full. Tonight, then, let a greedy moth come. With its present of pain, let it wander in that darkness I cannot reach. Let it scavenge this swell, this murmur of mourning where I sink. Lost in sleep, I shall be not weeping, but waiting. For a sea sheen in the jungle, a ripple not of reptiles, but of sunlight, a tattoo of hope over each eyelid, and when I wake, a farewell salute of wings through a whirlwind of salt, mapping my continent's edge. Lost in sleep, I shall be not weeping, but waiting. For a sea sheen in the jungle, a ripple not of reptiles, but of sunlight, a tattoo of hope over each eyelid, and when I wake, a farewell salute of wings through a whirlwind of salt, mapping my continent's edge.